في البداية نقدم لكم التهاني لتوليكم رئاسة.
Thank you very much. We should like to congratulate you on your election. Among the high contracting parties to the convention, only 87 have acceded to Protocol 5. It is essential that countries accede to this protocol, and it is that important because we can't tackle all the challenges we face, including explosive remnants of war, unless countries do. We need to bring down the numbers of civilian victims and also tackle the negative and harmful economic and social fallout of these devices over the longer term. Despite all the awareness building, however, despite all the efforts that have been put into making this protocol universal, a large number of countries has still failed to accede to it, particularly to the part that stipulates that the high contracting parties and all parties involved in a conflict have to take certain specific measures to provide protection to civilian victims. Sir, explosive remnants of war are a massive threat in many countries, including Arab countries. I'd like to offer you one or two statistics that we have drawn up for the Arab countries with the assistance of other organizations. There have been many, many victims in Syria, including refugees in Aleppo and Daraa, 7 Palestinian refugees between the age of 10 and 15 were killed by these munitions in a refugee camp too. These are the kind of reasons why our organization thinks it is essential that all the articles of the protocol be implemented, including that which insists that assistance must be given to victims of explosive remnants of war. Countries must enact the policies necessary to bring this about. And NGOs and civilian organizations need to increase their awareness building action in respect of the protocol. National, regional, and international efforts must be coordinated if we are to indicate and know properly those regions where the problem is at its worst and where expertise is most urgently needed. Assistance also needs to be provided to countries to get